Sitting in a lazy boy in his Northeast Wichita home with Yoki by his side, 98-year-old John Monk looks down at a photo of a handsome World War II soldier. He remembers proudly wearing his double V lapel pin as part of his Army uniform.
Oh, I wore one of those.
You did? Tell me about that.
That's just something we wanted, something that the Army was proud of. We want people to know that V was for victory, you know. I was proud of that. But the people down there didn't want to see you wet.
And you say people down there, people down in Louisiana?
Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, this is all the same.
Monk served in the Army from 1942 to 1962 during tours overseas in France and North Korea. He served in black units with white officers, but Monk did earn the rank of Master Sergeant and was in command of over 200 soldiers. While on leave at home in the South, Monk was harassed because some didn't believe he had earned his stripes.
My mother, you know, she was proud of my uniform. And she would tell me, when you go into town, wear the uniform. And they said, hey, boy, what you doing with those stripes on? I said, I know, I'm in the Army. I've been in the Army 4 years at that time. He said, ain't no soldiers in the Army. You're going to get in big trouble, boy. You're going to get them stripes off. I'm going to have the police and put you in jail. And all that kind of stuff. But my mother always wanted me to wear that uniform. And that's what I got with a wood.
The Double V campaign was started by James G. Thompson, a cafeteria worker in Wichita, who wrote a letter in 1942 called, Should I Sacrifice to Live Half American?
He wrote a letter to the Pittsburgh Courier, which was an African-American newspaper that circulated across the country. It was one of the most influential African-American newspapers of its era.
Mark McCormick is the executive director of the Kansas African-American Museum.
And in the letter, Mr. Thompson was saying that African-Americans needed to fight for freedom here at home as well as abroad.
The Pittsburgh Courier responded to Thompson's letter by launching the Double V campaign in its February 7, 1942 edition. The newspaper published a graphic of two Vs with the theme democracy, victory at home, victory abroad. Telegrams and letters of support poured into the Courier, endorsing the slogan that many thought represented the true battle cry of colored Americans. In one article, the paper stated, quote, it was waging a two-pronged attack against those who would enslave us at home and those abroad who would enslave us. We have a stake in this fight. We are Americans too. McCormick says this resonates with him because he grew up hearing stories about his own father's experience in the military.
So he joined the Navy thinking he'd be a sailor, and when he got, you know, to the ship, you were basically just a mess attendant or a cook, and you didn't even have rank. And he talked about being harassed on the ship, the African-American sailors not being allowed to even use the latrines. They put coffee cans out on deck. It was just this humiliating experience. And so the idea of a segregated military was something that I grew up hearing about. And then to think that someone from Wichita sort of lit the fuse for all this change to happen, it was very satisfying to hear that story.
Other black newspapers across the country endorsed the Double V campaign. There were Double V clubs, baseball games, parades, and Double V pinup girls published in the paper. Celebrities such as Lana Turner also participated in the campaign. McCormick says the Courier received an overwhelming response.
But what's interesting about it was that even the newspaper understood that because the country was at war, this was kind of a touchy subject. You know, you want everybody all in behind the country at a time of war. And what they were saying is, we want our rights, but we're also patriots.
McCormick says a certain level of consciousness was emerging in the minds of African Americans, particularly those who served in the military, fighting for freedoms they didn't enjoy. The campaign led people to push harder toward ending discrimination.
And it eventually led to Harry Truman ordering the military desegregated, and then a Kansan, President Eisenhower, actually executed that order and then went far beyond that. And a lot of people trace the beginnings of the civil rights movement to this campaign.
And what about James G. Thompson, the Wichitan who was the brainchild behind the Double V campaign? McCormick says the museum would still like to learn more.
I don't know a lot about him other than what I've shared here. We do have newspapers, the old Pittsburgh Couriers, that were sent to his address, and it still has his address on it. So I think that's neat. For a long time, I've wanted to try and find some of his relatives and talk to them about what kind of person was he, how did this affect, you know, the arc of his life.
The Double V campaign started by Thompson's letter to the editor. It became a symbol of the struggle for equality at home while America fought for its democracy overseas. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.